This is New England Public Radio News. A dog spends its first few years locked in a laboratory, leaving her broken and traumatized. A ladybug, a little girl, and of course other dogs help her rediscover her foxhound instincts. That's the premise of the nearly calamitous taming of PZ, the next book in our summer fiction series. Its author Martha Ritter of West Hartford tells New England Public Radio's Sam Hudzik that her novel had personal inspiration.
I adopted a dog who had been a laboratory dog, just like the dog in the book. And she had never been outside. She had rarely been outside of her cage. I adopted her when she was 3 and was told that this dog probably did not have any chance of being socialized. She was in such a state of shock.
And Olivia, the girl who adopts this dog, Foxhound, Olivia's hesitant. She has her own tragedies, and she didn't know if this dog was going to be too much trouble because of that baggage. Were you hesitant about your own dog, Tess, after you'd adopted her?
Actually, I had a very different reaction. I liked the fact that she was a challenge. I wanted to see this creature adjust to the world and to help her. I made the character of Olivia reluctant because that's what I saw in the children who would observe Tess, my dog. They were kind of put off by her strange removal. I wanted to write a book about how that removal can change.
If you could talk about some of the social problems that dogs like this coming out of a lab, your own dog and the dog in the book, experience as they recover from that laboratory experience.
The dog in the book, PZ, she's called PZ because PZ5934 is her tattooed identity on the inside of her ear. She had no contact with humans, just occasionally a white towel in a human's hand, lifting her up and taking her to a table to be examined and then taking her back to her cage. She was, as the bulldog in the shelter says, "I've never seen anyone as ignorant as you." She didn't know what the sun and the rain were when the bulldog was trying to explain about instinct. The dog was terrified of going through doors. How symbolic is that? But my dog, Tess, was terrified of going through doors. She'd never seen a door in her life. She didn't know whether she'd be eaten up, what would be on the other side of the door.
You paint a really dark picture of the lab and also about the effects that dogs who live in labs end up having later on if they leave alive. So you have this political message. Do you want people to have some sort of spur to action, some call to action after reading this book?
I did not write this as a political book. I wrote it as a kind of a testament to a dog that I witnessed over 10 years going from extreme isolation through very hard work. My dog and the dog in the book did some heroic things when they started to get a sense of themselves. So that was my intention. If someone reads the book and decides to get involved in the politics of it, that's fine, but I did not write it for that reason.
We normally profile adult fiction for our summer fiction series, but this is a kid's book or a preteen book, and I guess it could also be a family book. My dad used to read the, I don't know if you know this, the Hank the Cowdog series. He read that to us when we were kids. And it sort of had this balance of excitement and adventure, but also was a little light. How did you go about thinking about the balance of this book between adventure and comedy and, you know, real sadness?
That's an interesting question, because it was one that I contemplated a lot, since the heart of this story does start in a dark way. The first chapter is about a laboratory. Actually, an agent read that chapter and wrote me and said, "I am crying. I cannot stop crying. I will not read any more of this book, and no one should read this book." And I thought, wow, I have written a good book.
And you don't circle back to the lab, and that's, I mean, you talk about the effects of the lab.
That's right.
But we're out of the lab in the book pretty quickly.
Very quickly, and into tap dancing Dottie. Diva Dottie, you know, doing rap and going
the
into the ear.
The ladybug. The ladybug friend.
Right. It's a balance that I strove for. The comedy, the really hilarity in some cases, and the really sad loneliness of this dog and the disconnectedness.
That's Martha Ritter speaking to New England Public Radio's Sam Hudzik about the nearly calamitous taming of PZ. To hear more summer fiction interviews, go to nepr.net.